Okay, Joan, what you want coaching on? Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's so funny. I'm here talking about my dad, and guess who just tried to call me? It's like,
There's no
so
coincidences.
yeah, I turned that off. I was like, we're not like you are definitely not getting prize time. This is me time. I'm coaching. What can I help you with today?
So I am rejoining. I rejoined probably a month ago, and I've
Okay.
been a part of your crew, the tribe, for a couple of years.
Okay. Well, welcome back.
And thank you. I came back because I thought I had kind of figured it out, and I kept the weight off for about 2 years,
Okay.
and I lost the first go around about 87 pounds.
Okay.
And I've sort of kind of watched myself as if watching from a video camera up above, sometimes trying to just get behind the camera to see. And I watched the behaviors come back slowly, and I watched how what I call Joan, what in the process of the basics, 4 steps, working each one pretty and diligently, and joyfully. Then I watched the behaviors come back, and I kind of liked them. And it was like,
Well,
wow,
yeah. Well,
right?
I would say, back when I was over, even though they had terrible consequences, I'm gonna tell you, pile driving a bunch of ice cream at night was a damn good time. I mean,
I know. But it was very, yeah.
they're
And
intoxicating.
it
Yeah.
was, and it was also really slowly progressive. And
Okay.
I let it kind of, and then I watched it sort of, where the routine had been, follow the plan, do the plan, live the plan, become, and the joyfulness of shopping and crossing my legs and showing up for my daughter's wedding, feeling well, and
So
just
what do you?
the basics of feeling well. So my issue is I want to dig into how, and it fits for Mother's Day, how my son's struggle with his health, I let that stop me from taking care of me, and I moved back into just putting all my focus on taking care of him.
Okay. Do
And
you, what do you think about that decision? Like, as we're looking at it today.
yeah, I think it was unconscious. I think it
Okay,
was, I
it
mean,
might have been unconscious, but let's do this.
okay.
Your son was struggling with his health,
Yeah.
and you made him the priority.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about it today, other than it was late? Because I'm going to tell you, if my son was struggling with his health, I hope I make a very unconscious decision to go all in on him. You know what I don't want to have to do is belabor. Really, should I take care of Logan?
I know. And so,
I want it to be as automatic as possible. I want my habit brain to be like, "Yo, baby is in trouble. Let's get on it, Corinne."
and we did. And
Good.
And so I caught it, and I've said, I need help. And I think that's a wonderful step for myself.
Yes.
And so,
What's got you emotional?
what's got me emotional?
Yeah, what got you emotional? I'm just curious.
I think it's this process in his healing is also about all of us as a family and how we are rejigging our relationships with each other, and particularly mine, in my sort of quiet way, looking at how to let, yes, the superhero, yes, the supermom, and yes, me, goes all in. Only I lost myself, Corinne. I lost myself, and he found himself. And I'm finding myself in not over-functioning anymore as a parent with an emerging adult. So the whole let them theory and blah, 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 all that stuff, the study and the work that I've done. And it always comes back to my body. I think food is my, or it's not necessarily food, it's the whole thing. It's the daily exercise, it's meditation, it's sleep, it's no booze, it's, or one or two drinks. Like, it's all pretty routine for me to live well. And I loved that, but I wasn't able to do that. And things ramped up and we had lots to take care of and all that jazz. And we're through it now. So today, as of today, Mother's Day, I'm letting it just be. I don't want, I want to be a mom who's not that kind of mom anymore.
So how do
So,
we do that?
I just, like, at all costs, my, what I would call my flow, my home base is practicing each one of the basics again from the
Okay.
very beginning. So, years ago, it was I just took each basic for the month, and I just took that month, and that was sleep. And that's what I just took that. I took the, yeah, and then I just did that with each one until it became, that's in my life.
Yeah. I think that's really smart. Is there anything stopping you from doing that exact formula that you seem like you really like? Is there anything stopping you now from just starting it today?
No.
That's
No.
good.
Not till about, yeah, no.
Not till about what? I didn't miss that. How sneaky of you, but I caught it.
Well, like, last night's such a good example. So, really good day. Light and easy. Our son had been here for 3 days, which is, he's an adult, and there's all that. And so I was aware that I was, there's always the transition. He headed back to his apartment, and I still stayed present. I still stayed feet on the ground. I kept going back to my plan. I journal a little bit as bits and pieces kicked in, and then I'd just sort of keep an eye on my, am I hungry? Am I triggered? Am I scared? Am I, and I think the pieces I get into, I don't, in my history, I have always been taking care of someone. So my sister had serious special needs, and I didn't think about her in any other way except she was my sister Claire. And I just grew up taking care of her. And I think that part of myself is so foundational that, it is who I am, and it needs to be it needs that piece needs to go. It needs something. I don't know, Corinne. I know that it is
Can
about
I
the
help
food.
with it? Can I help you with it? Okay. So I think it makes a lot of sense that, like, especially when you grow up, like you're a lot like me. I grew up being the person who shouldered responsibility. So kind of like taking care of everybody. I'm still that person. You ask anybody in my family,
I
they're
know,
like, Corinne's the, I have a mother, and yet we all call me the matriarch. Like I'm
right?
the one, you know? It is the role you've always played. And it is a beautiful quality in you that
Totally.
when shit goes down, Joan is the
I'm
one
911.
that's
I
on
can respond. I got it
faster.
better than
Probably
anybody.
faster and better than 911.
Well, I think I
So
am, but I'm
we
not.
want to, it's probably true. I'm gonna tell you. Like, usually when people self-sacrifice, it's very true that you are really good at what you do. So we want to honor that part of you. We don't want to make that part bad, because sometimes what we do is we make that part bad, or like, well, because I do that, I can't do it for myself. And this is what I always think. When you are really good at taking care of other people, that means you have the skill to be really good at taking care of yourself.
Yes.
The only thing that's missing is prioritizing. People who take care of other people forget to keep themselves on the priority list. We tend to think it's them or us, but both can't coexist. And the way that I have redone it is I can take care of other people and take care of me at the same time. And when I'm also taking care of me, I actually get to take care of my people even better, which means a lot to me.
And to
Because
them.
yes, and I'm not going to, I want you to, all of you who take care of people, I want you to think about this. If one piece of you believes that other people somehow come second, last, or suffer when you take care of you, because that is such a core value of yours, your brain will do everything it can to not prioritize you, because it feels that that's dangerous, that that's bad. If it gets in the way of helping other people, you wouldn't want to do it. I mean, that just makes sense.
Well, and it also is, it's true. My background was, I mean, my experiences were that, I mean, one of the famous stories from my mom is, "We're so glad, Joni, that you were a happy, healthy baby, because I couldn't take another baby like Claire." So I knew, and she knew, my mom knew how, and I love her, right? I mean, blah, blah, blah. But she knew how to use our strengths to support whatever was going on. And there was a lot going on. And I was good at it. Sorry. So, but prioritizing me is like that just, It's so unusual for me. It's like, oh
Yes. Well, this is what I love that you just said. And you want to remember this, that when I take care of me, it's going to feel unusual because I'm not used to doing it. I've not taken care of myself while also taking care of others long enough to see that it's better this way. My brain has always arranged it as it's dangerous that way.
yeah. Well, it was. I mean, anyhow, yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, that's it was scary. So, anyhow, I'm an adult and blah, blah, blah. I get it. So,
Well, and what I don't want to do though is like dismiss this. Like, here's what you're doing right. Number one is you are very insightful. I mean, to be able to come back into the program and already be so highly aware of like what's actually going on is amazing. Because a lot of times it's hard for me to get people to see what's actually going on, like with their brain and how all this thing connects and stuff like that. You have that piece down, so you don't have to live in a lot of like confusion and, why am I like this and all this other stuff. So we're past all of that. And that is like light years of work right there.
it
I think
is.
we're at the stage now of proving to yourself that, and this is how I would do it if I was you, Joan. I would go back to this most recent experience with your son and how you dropped immediately into your strongest suit. I will take care of this. I'm going to figure this out. Like, I am the one. And then
And
I want you to come through.
it's been awful because my husband is on the other page and we've had to come together on it. Anyhow,
I
it's
would go through
okay.
it. I would write that story where number one, you see that this was the best that you could do, that you
Yeah.
didn't know yet how to take care of you and him at the same time. So we write
Not
the
this
story.
time around. This time around, it was just a bit over the top, Chris Corinne. It was
Yeah.
just too much, or
Yeah.
something. It
Well,
just triggered
but
on
maybe.
everything foundational. It's like stirred up every single historical thing of taking care of others. And I was like, shit, I had spent 3 years in no BS coaching and writing, and I cleared everybody out of my path and said, I'm gonna learn. And then you think you've got it. I thought I had it covered.
No, this is your most painful thought. You do have it still. You keep acting like because your child was in crisis and that you went back to the way that you grew up handling things or a core piece of you that somehow you don't have it. All that happened, and this is probably part of the program you missed in the last couple of years that you've been here, is this one piece. We do well for a while. Very often, we can't predict when something in our life is going to take us outside of what we handle with our new skills. And I want you to think about, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 51, so we will go by my age. If for 45 of the 51 years, you were the go-to person, the self-sacrificer, the one that everyone leaned on. You took care of things, you handled bullshit, all the stuff. And then for 6 years, and I don't even think it was for 6 years, you said it was a couple, but let's say 6 years, you did it a new way. You have 45 years of history still in your brain. And at some point, this always happens. It's happened during different points in my maintenance and stuff, where something will happen that will be bigger than what our new identity can handle.
Okay, got
So, the reason why I wanted you to kind of go back and rewrite what's happened in the last couple of years is I need you to tell the story in a way where it's like, this makes sense. See
It makes
why
sense.
it happened. And where you're the hero, not the zero in this situation.
Yeah. I said I'm
So
going to make superhero capes for all of us moms.
there you go. Let me ask you this. I think Well, at first of all, Mish, didn't we release at some point the course, Hero of Your Story?
Yes.
Somebody needs to answer this into the comments. Hang on. Did we do that camp in the membership, becoming the hero of your story? Somebody, y'all are slow today. Either that or Zoom is
Corinne,
on.
can I ask while they're looking for that, just the notion of the work was so powerful in identifying feelings, and this feeling is really new for me, which is resentment, and I need to know where to go with that because I can't. There's two pieces here, and I've not worked with them, or I've not been kind of that. I haven't brought them to the surface, and one is resentment, and one is shame.
Yeah, this that so we do have this. Have you taken that course yet inside of Nobis, the he, becoming the hero of your
Hero of
story?
your story, maybe.
Do it again now while this is
Okay.
fresh.
Okay.
Because this is exactly what I like in that one, we talk about resentment and shame a
Okay.
lot. But that is what prevents us from being the hero of the story.
It's a really funny emotion
Yeah.
that hasn't had any attention. So it's been probably the unconscious or the shadow of my food disordered or just my food stuff.
Yeah. So
So
I want
that's
you to
great.
laugh and I want to do that course and through the lens of like this regain while you were taking care of your son. Make
Okay.
it make sense as to why this was, why this happened. And I really want you to think about writing this thought down. It because you kept saying, I thought I had it. I want you to change the thought too. I still have it. I just wasn't using it for a little while, which is very different.
Yes, different. Thank you.
Then just while you're doing this
Going
work,
to change it. I
remember.
still have it and I'm just starting to use it again. Or I still have it and anyhow, got it.
You're just rebooting what you already know. Like in the very beginning, you already said, I know it works for me. If I take it one basic at a time for a month, this stuff works for me. This is how I get me back on the list. This is how I put me like front and center. And my life right now is going to allow for me to do that. So I'm going to do it. So you've got that part solved. Like we just know that what's unresolved is the resentment and the shame and the almost like I just get this really sad level of disappointment that you have about you. And I don't think any mother that prioritized their child and happened to regain weight and went back to eating because it was probably the only thing you knew to do while all that was going on should ever feel shame and resentment for that. But your brain is. And so it's time to work on that because the story can just be, look, I hit something unexpected. And when you hit something unexpected, your brain does what it always does. It says, break glass. Behind the glass is donuts. Eat through this. And then when you do this, when you like pull it all apart and stuff, you will gain so much more insight. So it would, for the next time, it won't catch you off guard. Like when you do this work, you'll be able to say, like, oh, I can see how, like, now I can look and see, like, this is when things were slipping. So if this ever happens again, now I can know how to take care of myself. I can see that these are signals that I may be over caring for people and under caring for me. And I want to get them a little bit in balance. There's a way to take care of emergencies without me becoming a crisis that has to be the next crisis to solve. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Welcome back.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
it. If you have any questions and you want to work through this stuff, please go to Ask Coaches. That's where we can help you all the way through it. They all went through this camp, they know what it's about.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Joan. Bye bye.